Do you know what may be more revealing than the Epstein client list that the Trump administration is currently covering up? Well, the 4,700 wire transfers in Jeffrey Epstein's name connected to his estates and his bank accounts, that may give us the information that we're looking for. But why won't the Trump administration release, first and foremost, the list itself that they promised they had months ago, but also these 4,700 wire transfers? All they're doing is trying to unveil the grand jury testimony that nobody asked for, and they're not doing anything. They are clearly covering something up. So I want to use this video to go into this article that says, Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking operation might have been bigger than we think. A Treasury Department report describes over 4,700 money transfers connected to him. And Charles Pierce, the author of this article, says, I have a pretty good guess why the president wants this all to go away. Oh, he doesn't just want it to go away. He is actively trying to divert everyone's attention away from this towards Obama and now even Kamala Harris. I mean, really quickly, Trump, in a late-night rant, threatened to prosecute Beyonce, Oprah, and Kamala Harris. This was while he was golfing. Around the time he was on the golf course in Scotland, he was threatening Kamala Harris, Beyonce, and Oprah. Three black women celebrities who he seems to have a vendetta against. Pretty weird, Donald Trump. Pretty weird to be spending your time as the president of the United States distracting us from your own alleged crimes. Let's read this article and make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. It means the world to me and it helps me push these debates that we do, helps me push the breaking news. We are building something amazing here and it's because of you all. So really, thank you. Let's start here. Of all of the endless stories about the relationship between the president and the dead child raping sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, this one seems to have scooted under the radar a little bit, which is exactly why we're going to bring attention to it today. As the preposterous White House denials pile up and the attempts at deflection are getting more and more obvious, the work of Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat of Oregon, stands out the most. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, the top Democrat on the powerful Senate Finance Committee, has been digging into Mr. Epstein's financial network for the past 3 years. A lot of Republicans use this talking point, hey, how come the Biden administration didn't release these files? Well, a few things. First of all, Merrick Garland didn't openly weaponize his Department of Justice in the way that Donald Trump and Pam Bondi are. So you're already starting with this presupposition that Merrick Garland was going to weaponize everything against Trump. It took him like 2 to 3 years to even investigate January 6th, which is absolutely insane. Also, Joe Biden didn't run on revealing the Epstein files. That was nowhere in his platform. Donald Trump and Pam Bondi explicitly said they were going to. And then finally, there were Democrats working on this. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, for example, has been working on this. Let me read this one more time. Senator Ron Wyden, the top Democrat on the powerful Senate Finance Committee, has been digging into Mr. Epstein's financial networks for the past 3 years. Let's see what he's found here. Some members of his staff have viewed confidential files that shed light on the immense sums of money that they say Mr. Epstein moved through the banking systems to fuel his vast sex trafficking network. All of these transactions, and they didn't go to anybody. It's kind of like the question, Ghislaine Maxwell is in jail for sex trafficking, but who did she sex traffic to if there are no other clients, right? There are ways to release the lists or release the documents while blacking out or classifying any sensitive material. That's why you go through a, you know, special prosecutor. In particular, this reads, filings by four big banks flagged more than $1.5 billion in transactions. And where these transactions went, that's where it gets interesting. But including thousands of wire transfers for the purchase and sale of artwork for rich friends, fees paid to Mr. Epstein by wealthy individuals, and payments to numerous women, the senator's office found. The filings came after Mr. Epstein was arrested in 2019 after federal sex trafficking charges. Large money transfers to individuals, foreign countries, or obscure companies are the kind of things banks are supposed to be examining as potentially suspicious. Some of the Epstein money transfers disclosed in a report from J.P. Morgan Chase involved accounts at two Russian banks before those institutions were subject to U.S. sanctions. A few transactions red flagged were for as much as $100 million. Why was there no investigation into these massive $100 million transfers to Russian banks into other foreign entities? Where's the investigation? We need transparency. And really quickly, this is important. Trump promised he would not touch Medicare or Medicaid, but he straight up lied. This new big ugly bill targets the most vulnerable communities across the country, and now it's more important than ever to make sure you're getting every benefit you're entitled to. Sponsorships make this channel possible. They make the independent media landscape possible, and I only take sponsorships that I truly believe in. And let me tell you, I truly believe in Chapter. After my relative turned 65 and I saw the amount of scam calls, scam flyers, just scams out there, I realized you have to have a trusted service. And that's Chapter. They're the only national Medicare advisor that searches every single plan and gives you clear, honest guidance for free. The call is completely free. One more time, if you want a trusted advisor, call Chapter. It's completely free. The number is 706-312-8635, or click the link below. One more time, if you're already on Medicare or you're about to turn 65, you don't want to go at it alone. You can save up to $1,100. Call 706-312-8635 or click the link below. Thank you to Chapter for making these videos possible, and thank you all. Sex trafficking is, of course, first and foremost, the most important thing to figure out here. We want to know who these people were that committed these crimes. I'm not trying to downplay that at all. But also, this seems to be pretty equally as important. $100 million transfers to other countries. There should also be attention on this. Wyden said investigators found links between Epstein and sanctioned Russian banks and payments tied to women and girls from countries like Russia, Belarus, Turkey, Turkmenistan. Quote, "These are not conspiracy theories," Wyden said. "These are real leads pointing to an international sex trafficking operation." So these all go hand in hand. Wyden accused the Trump administration, including Attorney General Pam Bondi, of blocking access to the full file, despite previously campaigning on transparency. He said repeated requests to review the material were denied. I think this is a good time to play this clip.
Have you ever had a personal relationship with Donald Trump?
What do you mean by personal relationships?
Have you socialized with him?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever socialized with Donald Trump in the presence of females under the age of 18?
Though I'd like to answer that question, at least today, I'm going to have to assert my 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendment right.
Notice how he answered the first question. Gleefully said, yes, I've socialized with Donald Trump. Then he can't answer the next question. To continue, I have a guess why the president wants this to go away under the rug. But then again, I am possessed of a suspicious mind, writes Charles Pierce, the author of this article. Wyden revealed that the Treasury Department has a report describing over 4,700 money transfers connected to Epstein, totaling over $1.1 billion with a B. 4,000 money transfers. I wonder what other names might be in that report. My favorite moment in the shameful capitulation of Paramount CBS to a White House shakedown has to be the reaction of Matt Stone and Trey Parker, who brought South Park back with a vengeance after 2.5 year absence. On Monday, the two signed a new deal with Paramount for $1.5 billion. On Wednesday, in the wake of Paramount's cancellation, they released this episode. Now, Donald Trump is trying anything and everything to distract away from the real facts. For example, did you guys hear that Representative Lauren Boebert's son, he got cited for alleged child abuse? They claim to care about children, yet they cover up Matt Gaetz when he Venmo'd young girls. They cover up this, they cover up the Epstein abuse, and throughout all of this, Donald Trump wants to attack black women celebrities. I'm just going to say it. Republicans are repeatedly attacking black Americans, but black women in particular are the backbone of this country. Black women repeatedly, reliably show up, show out, go and canvass and vote and make sure we push this country in the right direction. I'll make a whole video about that later. But just to read this, despite the lateness of the hour in Scotland, Donald Trump remained vocal on social media on Saturday, unleashing a late-night rant in which he threatened to prosecute Kamala Harris, Oprah Winfrey, and Beyonce. I don't even know It's an insane rampage, and I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe if you appreciate the videos. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.